We are joined today by Teens Exploring Technology, because this is where we're at now. This is the future. It's important. And so with us is a man who has now dedicated his life to helping teens, CEO and founder of Teens Exploring Technology, Oscar Menivar. So you're like the everything. You're like the operations and development manager, right? The president. You're the founder of Teens Exploring Technology.
I would say 8 years ago, I was everything.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell people I was like 5 people in one. I came in a package, including the funder. I provided my first grant to the organization myself. So, but no, now we have staff. It's been very helpful. We have program managers that run our programs, our development officer.
Anya, who's sitting next to you.
Yes.
Yes.
She's the one who makes it happen. She makes it rain nowadays.
She does, right. She brought you here to the sound, actually. And you have this incredible program that you've developed. Tell us about how this all works.
Yes, so now we are located in South Central Los Angeles. You know, we started at a Starbucks. I always tell people that that's not. Yes, we started a classic tech story. This is about 7 years ago. We had about 10 kids working at a Starbucks, creating websites and learning how to code. And then after that, we were able to get picked up by a story at USC, and mm-hmm. USC adopted us. And we're serving about 1,000 kids a year. And it's been very, you know, just gratifying the fact that we're able to teach kids how to code. We see them go to college and major in computer science or other engineering majors that they have. But to see them go from the process of not knowing anything about code or not knowing what computer science means to majoring in something as complicated as computer science, it's just a good feeling to see that that's happening in South Central Los Angeles.
Yeah. You're working with the kids in South Central Los Angeles, Teens Exploring Technology. You call it TEXT for short, right? Or TXT?
We call it TXT.
Uh-huh.
Yes. We started the program 6 years.
Six. Okay.
Yeah, 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm. You're building young leaders in technology.
Yes. You know, we decided to focus on young men of color. So mm-hmm. approaching the issue with Black and Latino boys who were dropping out of high school or were being incarcerated and didn't have any other option of where to go in terms of putting their skill sets to work or some talent that they had. So for us at the beginning, it was more of a, how do we build confidence as young men, and how do we give them a different path other than either the streets or the gangs or maybe in working just for a low-paying job, right? So for us now, it's we use technology as a tool for them to increase their confidence and for them to increase their abilities of moving up into the more promise job sectors like technology.
Right. And so, and you were surprised when you went back to your schools, because you went to Cal Poly, right? And then you went to Pepperdine.
Yes.
And you're a computer genius, basically. Right? I mean, that's what you specialize in. And when you went back to the high school, you started looking around, you found out how many kids were dropping out. The dropout rate from schools is what, 50%?
It's about 51% now in South Central Los Angeles. So mm-hmm. if anyone ever visits a school in South Central Los Angeles and they go to a detention room, you'll see that about 90% of the kids who are in that detention room after school, who got in trouble for some type of, whether, you know, a class they missed or whether they did something wrong at school, for whatever trouble, it happens to be young boys.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, we said, well, how can we get them more engaged? How can we get them engaged in school and giving them opportunity to excel in life? And it was coding, right? And it's worked to this point. We started with a pilot program of about 10 kids. And now we're seeing our students graduate from like Stanford, USC, UCLA. So it's been a great kind of transition to see that we're getting more young boys into college, but through technology.
And then they get into good paying careers. Do some of your former students that you've worked with come back? Then they're like alumni with you. They help the program. They help you with the kids.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we have a summer program mm-hmm. where we allow those who are freshmen in college to come back and become mentors of the high school kids. And usually we get about 60% of our alumni who come back and help us out, and they're in charge of running the programs, teaching other kids how to code. They're also in charge of just motivating the kids to go to college and be able to see that there's a brighter future for them. And it's always nice to see a kid that went to Stanford from South Central LA interact with someone who's maybe not even thinking about going to a college or to a university, and seeing that they're able to relate at one level of motivation, right? And they inspire each other. It's a mutual benefit. The high school kid gets motivated and the college kid gets excited about making a change.
They can look up to them sort of as a mentor. They're coming back and they're setting an example for them, and then they're getting something out of it, the college student as well. You grew up in Watts?
I did grow up in Watts.
Okay, so you had a special teacher that inspired you.
You brought up a good point. Mr. Wonders was really the inspiration for me to start a program like this. I always tell people, if it would have been for Mr. Wonders, then I wouldn't have had a chance to have gone to college or think about what university was. The way he did it was through lacrosse. I played lacrosse when I was only the first kid in Watts carrying the stick around. Nobody knew what it was.
lacrosse stick.
Actually, people used to make fun of me because they used to say I was going to go catch butterflies. But, you know, that was the tool that Mr. Wonders was using for me to be engaged in school, you know, play some sports and really teach me about how to change my mindset, right? So it was more about how you excel, how you become successful, and how you play a game in terms of not just lacrosse, but how you play a game in terms of life and what steps you got to make in order for you to succeed. And one of the biggest lessons that he kept instilling in me was that resilience, just to keep going, that no matter how many times I fail, that I should try it again and go over and over again. And to this day, that's still the pillars of TXT.
And this was at Jordan High School that you went to school? Is that right?
Yes.
Jordan High? Uh-huh.
Yes.
So Mr. Wonder, so you've never forgotten him, and he laid some of the groundwork for you and messages that you still live by.
You know, we have pillars that we teach the kids, and a lot of those pillars come from the lessons that he taught me and also other books that I've read. But it's what we tell our kids is that through TXT is not only do we want you to go and, you know, maybe possibly one day make a lot of money through coding or build your own technology company, but also come back to South Central Los Angeles and give back to somebody else. Don't forget that there's another kid coming after you that might need the same help, whether they volunteer or they give back financially. But the reality is that the more of us, you know, Latinos and African-American boys succeed, the more our communities will succeed as well.
You also have several programs, including the 15-week summer program, right? Something that lasts all summer.
The way the program is set up is we have what we call our Summer Coding Leadership Academy. Mm-hmm. That's a very intensive 12-week program. So anybody who's out there, actually, your kid wants to apply, you know, if you're a Latino or African-American youth living in inner city, if you want to apply or know somebody who wants to apply, they can apply to that. It's 12 weeks. They can go to www.exploringtech.org and find us online. Then we have what we call our LEAD CS. That means Leadership in Computer Science. And that's usually Fridays and Saturdays that we run those programs. And then the other component we're proud of is our hackathons. Mm-hmm. Our hackathons are a huge hit in LA. They're called Hustle and Code. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it's a day where kids come in from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and code. And they code around a social issue that they identify in their communities or a problem that they want to solve in the community. That's the main focus. And to see 300 kids code and solve community issues is a huge deal for us in South Central LA nowadays.
It's a big hackathon as far as hackathons go, too. Right? You have 300 kids there last time. I think I read was one of the things that they worked on that day. It's called Paw. Paw,
yes,
so you
Paw.
Can find pets.
Yes.
So this is like an app, or how does that work?
Yes. It was more of a, my understanding was a crowdsourcing, so you can identify a dog and put in there that a dog was lost. And, you know, and then in South Central Los Angeles, that's a huge issue. There's dogs everywhere when you walk the streets or drive around South Central. So that's their concern. And it goes to show how concerned they are about pets.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they love pets. They see pets in a very different light.
Right. So this was part of the hackathon. They sat there during the day. They worked together during the day in teams and came up with, well, that was one of the things that came out of the hackathon.
Yes, that was one. In other times, we've had apps like, for example, healthy living places. Mm-hmm. So people identify places that they can go buy healthy foods. Mm-hmm. And again, being that South Central has been known as a food desert, kids wanted to make sure people had a place that they can find right away to go eat and have healthy foods.
So the apps that come out of this day, out of the hackathon, they can be applied to community service. You had the mayor at your last hackathon?
We did. We had Mayor Garcetti.
And he spoke, and I'm sure he loved meeting the kids.
He loved meeting the kids. Not only that, but, you know, Mayor Garcetti that day said that he was going to work towards providing tech jobs for kids in South Central Los Angeles who are in technology. So that was a huge promise that he made about that. If we get more kids into technology, there'll be jobs for them. So just moving kids out of poverty is going to be I think the best thing that in terms of moving the needle with technology helping us do that every day. Next year, we hope to get jobs for kids, internships at tech companies.
The STEM fields are important for kids, and these are great careers. Mm-hmm. And you're recognized by Google. Google Rise?
Yes, we're recognized by Google Rise. Google Rise was one of the first grants that we received for us to continue doing this, and that focused on the intersection of teaching kids leadership, but teaching kids entrepreneurship and coding at the same time. And recently we were featured by the White House.
Yeah.
So we were with the White House. It goes to show how much there's a need, right, to help young men of color to be able to say, hey, you also have a chance to this new economic system that's happening, to this new wave of technology that is happening. And we can see it happening already. You know, the kids that have graduated from college are now working in tech sectors.
That's a small club to be invited to the White House. So good for you. It's a testament to, you know, what you're doing, how important what you're doing is for the community. It can be a model for other communities also.
Yeah, we're looking to expand to other states.
In the schools in LA, do the kids come to you? Do you go to the schools?
Mm-hmm. The reason we have such a successful program, we retain 100% of our students that come to our summer program. They stay in the program. But the magic of that is the fact that students go back to their schools and they're the ones telling other kids to join our program. Mm-hmm. So we've developed this system or this notion that every kid that comes through TXT has become a texter. And they call themselves texters. So they become their own support system. Mm-hmm. And they are able to identify others. And then teachers and principals also help us with recruitment as well.
They're understanding this and they're in it too. Spreading the word about it, creating awareness,
yes.
Encouraging the kids.
Yes.
When is the next Hustle and Code Hackathon in 2017?
This is actually the first time I'm announcing this on the radio. We're going to have another awesome event happening April 7th and 8th. And that's called Black Love, Brown Pride. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be aimed towards young men of color in Los Angeles. And it's going to be a technology conference for 2 days. So we're expecting about 500 students on that day.
So kids can get involved?
Yes, they can get involved. So if they go to our website or you know, kids nowadays, you can follow us on Snapchat at UrbanTXT. And then they'll find more information there as well. Or Twitter or any of the other Instagrams.
And what's the website?
ExploringTech.org.
Are you looking for corporate sponsors too, or people who have businesses if they want to work with you?
Yes, corporate sponsorships. Anybody who's out there listening, you know, or if you have a band or you play someplace, come over.
Yeah, Teens Exploring Technology. Where's your office at?
Our office is located at 37th and Grand.
Thank you, Oscar, for stopping by. It's Teens Exploring Technology.